The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Merle Haggard. He's gone over the mountain.
The desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. So the story ends. We're told.
Well, the story of the Battle of the Republic is just beginning. We've been fighting this thing for a long time. We slowed it down, but unlimited money and manipulation, they keep pushing it. Now we're to the edge of the cliff. Here's a little secret, though. When we go over the edge, they go over it with us, and the fight begins. Stuart Rhodes, Oathkeepers.org, is our guest. I'm going to play a trailer to the new film, Revelation. We have a special guest who was inside the Muslim Brotherhood, the PLO, all of it. He was one of them, high level. And for the last few decades, he's become a Christian, has been exposing it. Kamal Saleem is going to be joining us. He's in the film. You want to stay with us for that. And again, I'm not here bashing Muslims straight out. I know a lot of folks have been overseas, have had a lot of Muslim friends in college and high school. But a large portion of Islam is very radical, wants to take over. We call it Orthodox Islam. You know, that's what it started as, an expansionist religion. And now that's who's taking over all of Islam. It's who the globalists are backing. It's who they're turning loose all over the world against our allies like Egypt. And now they're coming here. And that's really why I'm saying, you know, the next wave is not false flag, folks. It's our government letting them in to, I guess, bring in martial law after. Stuart, that's what I have trouble with. How will the political elite let the sleeper cells in, let them attack as they have been doing, intensifying, probing, testing, and then not have the political elite get in trouble? Instead, Merkel and Hollande and Obama get more power out of the attacks they were the progenitors of.
Well, they've been doing that for decades. You know, it's the creative destruction. And, you know, Mussolini and Hitler, every dictator in world history has followed the same playbook. And they get away with it because they control the media. That's why it's important for guys like you and guys like me and the filmmakers that are out there now. I mean, this is a chance for a mainstream film distribution, possibly. I've never seen in a film these topics discussed. And there's a chance for us, as you said, if they do well enough in Texas, it'll spread across the country.
Yeah, they've got national distributors right now ready to put $6 million behind putting it in theaters nationwide if it does well in Texas. So it's important. That's why.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. But, you know, even besides that, the American people are now, because of the Internet, because of free exchange of information, they're starting to see this game. And that's why they're taking the mask off and doing it much more overtly. I think a lot of the elites believe, well, you see what we're doing, but you can't do anything about it. That in the end, their own hubris is allowing them to step out and say, we don't care if you see us. We don't have to hide it anymore. It's right in your face. What are you going to do about it? But as you said, we're going to go over the cliff with them, and there's no way out but through. So get ready, folks. Get ready for the fight.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We got 2 minutes left, Stuart. Oathkeepers.org, great T-shirts, great news updates. You know, great way to support you guys is to go there and get a T-shirt and support the Oathkeepers. If you're military or police, start a chapter in your area. I know you got tens of thousands of folks that are part of it. You really scare the establishment, so I salute you there. What else do you want to add, Stuart?
Well, I think people need to focus on the most elemental questions are your own personal security, you know, who's on your buddy team, who's on your fire team, who's on your squad, who can you call on within a minute's notice, within 5 minutes' notice. When you're in trouble in your own home, in your own neighborhood, do you have security? Can you call? Is there anybody you can call on? So form those alliances now. Form those neighborhood watches. That's the most important thing you can do, is be ready to defend yourself and your community together.
Learn who you can trust yesterday.
That's right. And, you know, and your neighbors, even if you don't agree with them on everything, you all agree you don't want to be murdered by MS-13 or any other gang that comes through your door or some Islamist cell down the street. So get together and agree on that one thing. We're here to preserve life, liberty, and property as the founders intended.
Sure.
And the neighborhood watch is the most basic structure for doing that.
Last question. Mexico is a failed state now. Do you think the U.S. is headed towards something that bad?
Yes, I think you might see a massive flood of refugees coming from Mexico and Central and South America when those economies implode. One way for the elites to do it is to implode those economies first, drive a massive exodus of refugees north of the border, and then use that.
Colonel Schaefer says that's a real plan. God bless you, Stuart Rhodes. Talk to you soon. We'll be back with another special guest.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
There's an unseen hand that pulls the strings. It makes this little puppet dance to every song he sings as the night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders. Don't believe the lie. Even if this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace. Our lives will be an endless feast. But they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies dream for battle as the beast prepares his mark.
Charlie Daniels, Country Music Hall of Fame. He is the narrator. He's also on film in the documentary Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Chuck Undersea was going to be on phone. I said, hey, he's out in Fredericksburg, former Army colonel. Let him drive in. He's the director. So he's driving in, and he'll be here about 33, 34 after. He'll be coming in hot off the road in studio. We're having three or four guests on today and a couple more in the next few days that are in the film. Everybody from Ted Nugent to General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, Stuart Rhodes, myself, Alex Jones, and so many others that are in the documentary film. And again, this film won't save the world, but all of us being involved, all of us in books, videos, preachers telling the truth, talk show hosts telling the truth, exposing what's happened will. I mean, the Pope's come out and called for world government now. I mean, this is a very, very scary time to be alive right now. We see Western world allied with the most radical forms of Islam, overthrowing our allies in Egypt, overthrowing Gaddafi. He wasn't a good guy, but a good guy compared to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, taking that over for a failed state, going into Syria, proxy wars with the Russians. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous time to be alive right now, and it's gotten to the point where Charlie Daniels is putting out songs, Behold a Pale Horse. By the way, that's as good as any of his music. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a box. He was way behind. He was looking to make a deal. So we're going to actually take that song with Chuck's permission. Oh, we've gotten put a music video out to promote the movie as well. RevelationTheMovie.info. It's going to be showing a few places in Texas, and then if it sells out there when it shows the first weekend or so, then other movie theaters will look at that and then start picking it up. And it's up to you if you want it to end up being on thousands of screens around the country. I have produced films that have been on hundreds of screens and been seen by 100 million people online. And so I know how this works. I don't have a financial stake in this. I have a stake in it, just wanting it to be successful. Undersea's put everything he has into it. He's a guy who used to make big TV commercials and TV shows and stuff. And he put everything he had into making this film. And there's other great films coming out as well that are very, very exciting that we're going to be promoting. There's one that, you know, that Chuck Norris's son and Gary Haven and others are putting out as well that I'm in as well. But it's a fictional account of a world government takeover. That's going to be airing on national cable after it has its theater run. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there where we're trying to counter the establishment. And I just saw even a New York Times article last week that Christian films, there's also a CNS article, are now some of the most successful out there. And conservative and libertarian and anti-globalist films from a patriot perspective, not left or right. And that shows, quote, the market's there. Well, if these films become successful and then dominant, that will take over from Hollywood and they've lost. So you can also vote with your dollars, vote with your actions in a culture war. Now, joining us at the bottom of the hour is a man I want to get on for a full hour in the near future. Kamal Saleem was born into a large Sunni Muslim family in the heart of the Middle East. And, of course, that's the group Saudi Arabia is pushing in to take over all over. Kamal was then recruited by the Muslim Brotherhood at an early age and completed his first mission in Israel at the age of 7. Kamal was also recruited by the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, and other radical Muslim groups. The many years of his radical Islamist training resulted in Kamal mastering every form of divisive extremist tactic. Kamal has since become a man on a new mission as an ambassador for Christ, the one true living God. He is well-versed in the Holy Bible, Quran, Hadith, Sharia law. He believes that radical Islam is the most broadly disguised present danger to Christians, Jews, and all non-Muslim people of the world. In 1998, his local church ordained him as a minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. He's authored an autobiography entitled The Blood of Lambs that's available at KOOMEMinistries.com, K-O-O-M-E, Ministries.com. He's also co-authored The Coalition, a novel that is the first in a series and a merger of fiction and reality projecting the future global war on terror, released in November of 2014. Kamal Saleem, thank you for coming on with us. I know it takes a lot of courage, which you've done in the last few decades, as somebody who's been on the inside coming on the outside, because isn't that an automatic death sentence once you've, you know, been involved in what you were involved in to then leave it?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Alex, it's good to be with you, and thank you for being a shining light for all of us. You've been there as a soldier, too. I'm thankful for you and what you do. Yes, it is. In Islam, it's called apostasy, and the Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, in his traditions, in the Hadith, said, if anyone convert, kill him.
Wow. Tell us, I mean, I want to talk about the film. You're a big part of the film, RevelationTheMovie.info. And just give us a preview the next time you come on, because I know you're just a highly regarded, really smart guy, and I hope you become part of the show, giving us inside intel and understanding from what you witnessed to decipher what's happening. But just give us a snapshot of your awakening, what we're facing. A lot of folks are calling this a radical Islamic sleeper cell, Tet offensive in the making. Tell us your experience, why you woke up, and what you think's coming, sir.
Well, what's going on all that the isms are coming together, like Islamism, socialism, secularism, fascism, liberalism, secularism, all of them are part of the ism movement for the last days, and they are united together for one world order to make the whole world in pluralism, one state, one heart, and therefore it will throw off the whole civilization into protection from different things, and now they have to go under a world government. In my experience, I was born in Beirut, Lebanon, to a Muslim Sunni family. My first person who radicalized me was my mom. Out of 14 brothers and sisters, we were radicalized, the boys. My mother told me, if you kill Jews and Christians, your hand will light up before the throne of Allah. And the host of heaven will celebrate what you did. From my childhood, my heart was to kill the deceivers, which is the Jews and the Christians. From there, I was recruited in the neighborhood mosque, which is in the mosque in the United States of America. It is not like the church. The mosque is an embassy to represent the Islamic State. It is a parliament to send the people of the mosque to engage the civilization they are in. So therefore, I was engaged. I was recruited in a mosque by a special group called the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood came in 1928 after the fall of the Ottoman Empire in 1924. And our agenda was, at that time when I was with them, is reestablish the Islamic Caliphate and Islamic Sharia and one world order under Allah by establishing Ummah, which is Islamic State. And this is what you see on the ISIS flag, the Muslim Brotherhood flag, the Saudi flag. You see the swords, like there's no peace without the sword unless the whole and everybody surrendered them. I was trained in my young age, at 7 years old. That's when I was recruited. And I was, sent also to train with the PLO. The whole group joined the PLO. And now we are training with the power of Allah and the sword of Allah, both of them, the gun and the Quran. And therefore, I went from there. I was sent to Israel at 7 years old and 8 years old. And from there, I was recruited by the Saudi Arabian government because I was raising funds from them for the cause and the call. And when they found my heart is for Islam, then they start utilizing me to the point they sent me to Europe to engage Europe in culture jihad. And you see where Europe is, and that was in 1970 and whatsoever in those years. And from there, they sent me to the United States of America. I was commissioned because we could not bring the American people from the outside. We had to inside America to take them down. And so therefore, my war that they sent me to do, it was not like the 9/11 people. It was specifically, still the methodology where America, we can work around and do everything that need to be done.
So you were kind of preparing the ground in what, information warfare to accept radical Islam coming in?
Say it again. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
You were engaged in propaganda offensives?
Yes, absolutely. My job was to go to the jail system and create a clash of culture, recruit black African-American. And therefore, and convert them to Islam and hope someday they will clash with the other race. And so we create a great divide, and it has been accomplished.
So you were trained by Saudi Arabia to create racial division in America, aligned Islam versus white Christianity.
By the Muslim Brotherhood, Saudi Arabian, and, this is the Islamic culture that we were trained with and for. And our current administration has fulfilled that clash of culture. But the other part is to invade the universities and the colleges to establish Muslim Student Association, Muslim Student Union. That's an arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. And there in that place, what happened is to buy the professors, marry the American woman, obtain the American citizenship so we can fight America by the sword of Goliath, which is their constitution to take their head off with. And then the other part is to engage politicians and buy politicians' power by the God of Mammon, because we know that a lot of politicians money is very important to them. And last but not least, engage the poor neighborhoods where they are weak and they're hungry and nobody want to touch them there. We can thrive on there, feed them, and change their culture from within.
Unbelievable. Military plan to take over. Kamal Saleem, I want to briefly, when we come back, we're going to be back for a full hour very soon, sir. I want you to talk about how you woke up and then what some of the things you cover in the new film that starts premiering in Texas this weekend, Revelation, the movie.info, folks.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Kamal Saleem's our guest. ToomMinistries.com. Find his books. He's right. I'm going to get him back for a full hour in the near future to take your calls. This is a conspiracy of different evil organizations who all are just allied against Christianity. I mean, Obama won't let, for like, the latest number was 700 and something refugees came in that were almost all Sunni, and he let in three Christians. And it's mainly Christians being slaughtered. And the UN admits slaughter of Christians doubled the last 10 years. Peaceful Christians are being targeted everywhere for no reason, because there's a spirit. And I wanted him to talk about his awakening, why he woke up and said no, and has been fighting it for decades, and then talk a few minutes about the film, and then we've got the maker of the film set to be in studio. But Mr. Saleem, please continue with how you woke up and then other tidbits that you break down in the film that's going to be showing this weekend in Texas.
Thank you, Alex. The thing is, in 1985, I had a severe car wreck that I cracked my neck in two places, and my left side was broken in many places. And in process, I met a man and two other physicians. All were Christians. At the end of the day, they took me home to recover because I was not, the hospital was ready to let me go, but they took me home to take care of me. There in their home, I discovered something totally different, that all the lie that I was told, that we worship the same God. I thought we really did, but I found out Jehovah God Almighty and Jesus and Allah are not the same God. They're two different gods. And when I examined them, I found out that one God so loved the world. The other God, there's no love and mercy in his creation. His name is not love. And he said that the whole world was worth anything to him, he would destroy it time and time again. And the list goes on. But from there, I watched the biggest Bible that I've seen in my life. That was how these Christian people lived their life and how the husband treated his wife like a princess and not like a slave, versus how we treated our daughters and our wives and our, you know, the whole family as women. And from there, you know, I discovered something new. It's called unconditional love that I never was familiar with. In Islam, there's nothing, there's no unconditional love. Everything's conditional. So therefore, today I'm my favorite wife. Tomorrow, if you dishonor me, I have the right to take your head off, to behead you, and vice versa. If you convert from Muslim to Christian, then I'm your father. I have to kill you. You know, all this is part of the Islamic, you know, understanding of fundamentalism. And therefore, I walked there and I started seeing two different gods. And I realized when I went to my home, I fell on my knees and I called on my God, and he didn't answer. But God of heaven and earth, the true living God, answered me. And his name was not Allah. His name was Yahweh. And Jesus appeared. And I changed my direction. He healed my body and he healed my heart and my mind. This is a miracle that really will take a radical to change from one extreme to the other extreme. Because now I know the truth. And this truth got to be sure with America, because America is the final frontier. And if America does not take a stand, this is the tipping point that America will never be the same again by this election from this time, because it is really, we're not dealing with a president here. We're dealing with a whole new world order that they want to change America. And the first enemy in the United States of America are the Christians, and the second part are the Jews. Their agenda is, for example, is to take God and prayers out of education system, reduce parental authority over children, destroy the traditional Christian family structure. You know, if sex is free, then abortion should be legal and free. Make divorce applicable to everybody, because so marriage has no value. Homosexuality be alternative lifestyle. Debase art and make it to run mad. Use media to promote and change mindset.
Mr. Saleem, we're almost out of time. We're going to have the maker of the movie, Chuck Undersea, revelationofthemovie.info, is about to join us in the studio. But I want to invite you in the next few weeks back for a full hour. And just in closing, I want to name this interview. I mean, you're talking about Islamic State. People think that's something new. As you pointed out, the Muslim Brotherhood, all these Wahhabist-based groups, Saudi Arabia, they've always been trying to create an Islamic State. Saudi Arabia's flag is green, but if you turn it black, it's the same as Al-Qaeda or ISIS. So is it fair to call this, you know, former ISIS propagandist warns the West? I mean, what should we call this interview when we put it on YouTube?
We should wake up call. Clarion. This is a call to action that ISIS is not just coming; they are here. The West, I mean, the Muslim world, is saying they are here and they will attack us. You know, the
yes, and you use the term that you used to be in what you'd call an Islamic State movement. So it's been around for decades and decades.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes, what you said, it's a great idea to call it as such. And however you need me in the future, I'll be there to serve you.
Sir, I'd love it. Thank you so much. God bless you. I look forward to speaking to you in the next week or two if you'll come on. Amazing. We'll be back, folks. That guy has a lot of courage. Believe me. I mean, he goes to the Middle East, they'll try to kill him. Amazing. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There must be some way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
Too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line. No idea of it is worth.
Bob Dylan bringing us in with All Along the Watchtower. I think Jimi Hendrix says it better, but didn't Dylan write this stuff? Good stuff. Chuck Anderson was nice enough to drive in. We were first having him on the phone, but we're like, wait a minute, he's only like 70 miles away. Let's get him in here. So he just got here. He's coming in, and I'm going to get he and his wife for at least 10, 15 minutes to pop in the fourth hour when David Knight's hosting. David's got a big show lined up for you as well then, and we'll also probably take something for the nightly news because I've seen the film. It's extremely powerful. It's revelationthemovie.info. You can get tickets right now to help it sell out this weekend. and then other theaters will pick it up, and then it's going to come out on Blu-ray, DVD, and we'll obviously get it on cable and things like that. Sixth Generation Texan with family in American Revolution. Commercial director, cameraman with over 20 years working in film, Directors Guild, retired Army officer, and retired to ranching, farming, horses in Texas Hill Country, lives off the grid, wood stoves, windmill, very rural. 8 grandkids, married 36 years, to Anita, who's going to be on with a night as well, and they produced Revelation. Christian conservative constitutional nationalist, revelationthemovie.info. You can get tickets at revelationthemovie.info. And it's going to be showing opening April 15th in Houston in the Santikos Theaters, Richmond, Palladium, Tomball, Silverado. And it's in 3 theaters. You need to get down there. You need to drive down there if you're in South Texas or in Louisiana, close to Houston, or in East Texas. No excuse you need to be there. Make sure when Chuck comes in there, he tips me to my phone. I'm sure he has a Twitter or Facebook. Great photos of Ron Paul at one of the private screenings this last weekend down in Houston. So be part of this, folks. Let's play. There's a bunch of trailers, a couple of trailers, but here's one of the trailers for Revelation, the newest one that came out last week. And we've got some sneak peeks for you.
First things I remember are frosty Carolina mornings with a cheery fire crackling in my mama's big black wood cook stove. I'm Charlie Daniels. Today, something's wrong, and we all know it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces.
Boom! I got shot through the shoulder. My first thought was, damn, that hurts.
Even Hollywood couldn't make up stuff like this.
The people of the world are waiting for Americans to wake up.
We the people have the right to keep and bear arms.
The average citizen is photographed 300 times per day.
The fence ends right here.
Beheadings, beatings, torturing, burning people in barrels.
Is indicative, I think, of their confidence now that it doesn't matter if this is open. We have some power here that they can't take us down.
The biggest stumbling block to this plan is the United States of America. Why is that? Because we have a tradition of individual freedom and liberty.
We have to protect America and the American way of life first.
World government is only the beginning.
The cock has crowed, friends. Denial will not stand.
Once they have control, they plan on absolutely dehumanizing humanity.
Chuck Undersea is right here in studio, and he and his wife are going to both be back in for part
when I was a boy,
of the next hour.
Pretty much like those wonderful ones.
And there's Charlie Daniels. I'm like cutting into him because the trailer actually continues on there at the end. But again, Chuck Undersea is right here in studio with us right now. If you go to revelationthemovie.info, I know on radio that sounded like a powerful trailer. You got to see it because that's really what you're a master of is cinematography. That's what you did. And then you retired, came out of retirement. You've done some of the biggest cinematography out there for TV shows, you know, movies, famous commercials. But I tell you, the cinematography on this is even better than a Michael Moore film, which isn't that good, or even a Dinesh D'Souza. This looks better than PBS. So you even made my fat butt look pretty good. So great job, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be with the tip of the spear today.
Oh, no. You're the tip of the spear. I tell you, this film deserves to be in every theater in the country. That's really up to viewers and listeners out there. Tell us about the film. I'm going to go through some clips of it. Break down why it's so important.
Well, first of all, we feel it's really critical that everyone do their part. And so many people, everyone has a gift, and it just happened to be that ours was filmmaking. And an old preacher once told me in East Texas that be careful of what you ask God for, because you may not like the answer. And when we started this over 5 years ago, we thought, you know, this will take a year and a half, be a typical film. But we got more and more access and sort of raised the money as we went. And one thing led to another. We were contacted by the distributor for 2016 because it's extremely difficult, virtually impossible, to get a documentary in theaters. And since they had such a success in 2016, they called us and said, hey, would you like to do this? And we had started this film as Behold a Pale Horse. And then they said, well, this has been out on DVD, so you have to retitle and completely redo the film. So we did. We shot a lot of new stuff. It's a very different film.
It was great before, but now it's like beyond HBO.
Well, we feel that it's a perfect storm at this time because of the election, because it has nothing to do with the election, but what it does have to do with is people are so...
And that's how Providence works. This would have been out 2-3 years ago,
right.
But now it just waited until the right time.
We've often thought that because we were so frustrated 2 years ago. We thought that we've been doing this for 3 years. We need to get on with it. You know, let's get it out. And just one thing after another happened, and Providence has been involved at every level because, again, it's impossible to get a film like this in theaters, and we did it. And the big issue is Americans are trying like Pavlov's dogs to pay attention to celebrity, to pay attention to anything on TV and theaters. And so all this information, obviously, you've been doing for years. Everything in the film.
You got to make it sensational that it's in theaters, and it's
right.
That's what gives the mystique to make people pay attention.
That's the whole point, the theater factor. And to the patriot, these issues are on the table, but to those thousands of people that are still clueless, still think they live...
Oh, yeah, let's not forget that just because maybe 20-30% of the country knows what's going on, most other people don't, but they're ready to learn.
Yeah, and all those... Our point here with this is all the patriots who do know can be Paul Revere's to the, what I call the gray people, what you would have called at one time the regular red-blooded Americans who... know something's wrong, but can't quite put their finger on it. So if your audience, the patriot community, will go out and be Paul Revere's to use this as a tool.
Because they're the tip of the spear.
Right.
People say, I'm the tip of the spear. No, this audience is really the muscle. They're the ones on the ground.
Well, I hate to use the word collective, but the collective voice of patriots can come together and make a difference. And like you were talking about earlier on the show, that there is a time coming where push is going to come to shove, and people have to decide where they stand.
They're wanting to put Joel Gilbert in jail, the Federal Elections Commission. They arrested Dinesh D'Souza.
It would actually be tremendous if we did not have to endure what they are, but we made the decision that we had to do what we had to do, and this is what we're doing.
Well, the good news is, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, Newtonian physics. People are upset. And people in government, folks always say we're anti-government. I'm anti-unconstitutional government. But on average, the most elite group I find now are police, military, but even bureaucrats now on the inside of this realize, man, we got a scary elite running things. There's not even law anymore. It's just multinationals like the TPP telling us what to do.
You know, if you really cut to the chase, it astounds me, having grown up in East Texas and Norman Rockwell, America, that, in fact, there are so many traitors in our midst. And, you know, if I had to be labeled, it would be American nationalist. I feel...
You're a loyalist to America.
I was an Army officer. I swore an oath to the Constitution. I feel that America first, and I think that the whole global thing is incomprehensible when, you know, as Christians, we're charged with having empathy for anyone, everyone, and we are Christian. However... as Americans, I don't feel that we owe the world a free ride, and I think that...
Well, plus we're being sold out. I mean they sell globalism like we're trying to help people, but really it's enslaving them. That's all come out in their own documents. The film itself, so many clips from it. Some of these are exclusive today for folks that just tuned in. But before we go through some of these clips and have you introduce them, Chuck Undersea, the director of the new film, RevelationTheMovie.info, to get tickets and to find out the theaters in Houston... Break down what the film grew into and who's in it. Because I tell you, I've never seen like Ted Nugent with it look this good or him sound this good. He always sounds great. I mean, it's just everybody in the film just really explodes off the screen what they say, the footage you've got, all the different things that happen. I mean, wow, 5 years in the making.
Well, it was something of an unorthodox film project in that normal films, especially long-form film, you have a script, you shoot the script, you evolve it, how it unfolds. However, in this case, the only part that's scripted is what Charlie did, and he did a fantastic job. He's a consummate pro. The problem is, with people like General Boykin or yourself or other people, you don't sit them down and try and instruct them on what to say. You know what you're saying, you need to say. So we had some 42 people that are rock stars in the patriot community in this film, and how I structured it was... pick various people who knew of issues. Jedward Griffin, General Boykin about communism, Marxism, socialism, where we're going. You about the New World Order. You get the people that know their issues, and then you place them in areas so it complements the previous person, and that's why it took 8 months to edit. But the point is, it unfolded like that, and I think Providence has been in this at every turn because it's an incomprehensible task to take 45 hours of footage and turn it into a meaningful hour and 40 minutes for a commercial film.
Well, if people are looking for a weapon to fight the globalists, this is it. And we obviously need to get it to be sold out all this weekend and through next week at these theaters. Then other theaters will get it. Then we'll get on air and talk about those so you can see it in your area. It's like a game. And I've done this with other films before, and our audience has. And then it can get on hundreds of screens. If it gets on hundreds, look, if it does well on three or four screens, it gets on dozens. If it does well on dozens, it gets on hundreds. If it gets on hundreds and does well, it goes on thousands. Then it can change the country. And as you know, good as 2016 was, this is light years ahead of that on how hardcore it is. It needs to be seen on hundreds of screens and bare minimum. Then DVD, Blu-ray, people see it. And then it ought to get you in touch with like Chuck Norris, I'm sure you already are, or Mike Norris has the contacts to put it on cable TV, or I'm sure your guys do. Get it on national TV for people to see, because this is about waking the country up. And again, the minds are ready. You plant in the springtime. This is the springtime of the mind opening up. It's never been easier to get people to shift their thinking and just see what's happening. Because I don't tell people what to think. I get them to take the blinders off. And I'm telling you, the blinders are coming off, and films like this are game changers, Chuck.
You know, we've just this week, the war for this has always been to get past the Houston opening, which takes, frankly, millions of dollars in advertising to get it in the national marketplace. And so we now have just had, in the last few days, a tremendous opening, and we have our national, what they call P&A funding in place, and it will go national.
Oh, I didn't know that happened. I thought we were trying to go. That's wonderful news.
And that'll be 2,000 to 3,000 theaters around the country. And it still has to do well in Houston to consummate that. And that's why opening weekend on any film is critical. This weekend,
tell folks the theaters that they've got to go.
It opens this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Houston at the Santico chain theaters, in one in Richmond, one in Tomball. The one in Richmond is called the Palladium. The one in Tomball is called the Silverado. The reason the distributor chose, who also did 2016, chose to open those two theaters is they were the biggest or the highest grossing box office for 2016 because of the conservative area in Houston. And so he opened us in that area. And we already have sold out four or five screenings for this weekend. We need to do more. But we've advertised and borrowed and stolen all kinds of promotion, and I think we should have a really good response. However, anyone in Houston, go this weekend, because box office for the opening weekend is...
Sure. And then there's also moves to get in art houses after that, and the film will have a long life, and hopefully another film that's got 45 hours of footage. But this is so exciting. Now the film just lays out in a continuum really what's happening. It's extremely powerful, great for experts, great for newcomers. I mean, a serious weapon against the globalists. Let's play some of these clips. Let's play this clip with General Boykin first, a short clip talking about society moving towards Marxism. Notice they laugh and say communism doesn't exist when 1.3 billion people, or 1.4 billion, are under it in China, when our president's going to Cuba standing below Che Guevara, he's going to Argentina saying this is a great thing. This is what the globalists want, because they're exempt from it, but get the slaves. So here's the former head of Special Forces, founder of Delta Force, General Boykin, talking about what's happening with society.
Whether we recognize it or not as Americans, our society is moving towards Marxism.
April 15th.
Wake up, America.
Revelation the movie.info. Rated
PG. That's right, folks. Let's go ahead and go to another clip here. Let's go to another clip of General Boykin. Soldiers consider future threats. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
The young men and women that are serving our nation today, that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and other places in the world, and they are declared to be future threats to America.
And again, those are just little short clips that I hope to work with you. We want to take them and put together a trailer with some of Charlie Daniels' song, The Whole DePell Horse.
That'd be incredible.
We can put out in the next few days if you want to try to promote folks going to Houston. We'll point them at your website.
That'd be wonderful. I want to mention that General Boykin, like I said, I was an Army officer. I retired. And I spent 10 years at the Pentagon and off and on. And there are generals, and there's General Boykin. And General Boykin, if you read his book, Never Surrender, he was one of the founding members of Delta Force, commander of all special forces. He was the commander on the ground in Mogadishu in that event, which became the movie Black Hawk Down.
He's been shot up a bunch himself.
He was hit with a 50-round in Grenada. He captured Noriega. He went in with special operations people when they got Pablo Escobar. I mean, the man is John Wayne. And he came and spoke a week ago at our premiere in Houston, where we had 300 people. Ron Paul came, and he is riveting. And
I should have sent a camera crew down there. I just get so busy. You got to start making me do this stuff. I tell you,
we'll do it again.
I know you're inviting me down there, but I mean, we should have gone and interviewed him down there. That's amazing.
Well, we want to do it here too. So,
well, good. I'll come to that one definitely. I just like to hide. I mean, I'm not afraid of crowds. I just kind of don't like the crowds. But it's fun stuff to do. We're about to go to break. We've already played the audience screener reaction. A little boy learned about the new world. We've got a clip of old Alex Jones there, but we're not going to play that one. There are a bunch of the clips up on the website, revelationthemovie.info. Go there if you're in East Texas or South Texas, the Houston area. They got to sell out every showing, and then they'll just start booking it in more and more theaters. The promoters will put the money up to do it, and then we launch this thing, and it's another big victory against the globalists. I'm Alex Jones here with Chuck Undersea. He'll be in popping in the next hour as well, in the fourth hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad
man. All right, I'm doing this segment and one more with Chuck Underseen, then two segments with David Knight breaking down news and analysis, and then he and his wife, who's a producer and worked heavily on the film, great lady, they're going to be back in studio with David Knight and take your calls about the film. So fourth hour, a lot of stations picking it up now, Infowars.com/show. You can always find the video feeds, the free podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, and more. I've been barely even plugging today, and I should, because that's how I fund this operation myself. We have great nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 25% off BrainForce, the ultimate for the price, nootropic nutraceutical that naturally helps boost brain function and so much more. Go read the facts about the things that are in it. Very safe, very, very effective. And it says 25% off. That's 25% off the discounted rate. We're not really promoting this right, because it was normally $39, and then that's retail, and then like $29 when it is regular sales price at $22, folks. That is amazing. When you find out what's in it, go research it for yourself. Buy a bottle, try it out, read the 5-star reviews for yourself, and know you're supporting the broadcast. That's how we fund the InfoWars News Center. It's going to have our reporters tomorrow at the Trump rally in New York, where they're promising to shut it down, at the demonstration in Colorado on Friday, dealing with the attempt to shut all of that down, where they're saying no free speech is allowed at Portland State. And then, of course, also they're going to be just absolutely exposing how the left is trying to shut down free speech. So, again, New York in the next 2 days, then Denver, where they've gotten rid of the election with the RNC, just an example of what's coming up in Cleveland, and then Portland, where they're trying to restrict free speech as well. That costs a lot of money. So you get high-quality products, whether it's a Hillary for Prison shirt or whether it's Brain Force or DNA Force or any of the products, InfoWars Life, and it makes it all possible. And I want to thank you all for your support. But it takes money to win a war, and believe me, we've got the initiative going. Speaking of winning a war, revelationofthemovie.info, you can go there right now with your Fandango account. A lot of you already have one of those. It's got Fandango. It's got just, I'm talking 30 seconds, because I can buy movie tickets quick myself. I've done it plenty. I watch a lot of TV, but I do see a movie every couple weeks, so I'm good at that. And I'm telling you, I can sign up on this site in 60 seconds max. So go there, boom, buy your tickets, the theater, the maps, where it's at. It's on Fandango. Links at the site, revelationofthemovie.info. This is a place where you see a great film, have a family outing, take your kids, your neighbors, educate them, bring some people to the film. Make it, again, the war is fun to fight. The animating contest of liberty. Chuck Underseen, the director, you'll be back in about 35 minutes from now with your wife, but other points you'd like to add about the film and also the state of the world. I mean, it's not hard to wake people up when tyranny's getting so naked. Why do you think it's getting so out in the open?
I think it's spiritual warfare. I think what we're seeing is the evolution of Daniel and Revelation. I think that the agenda in Europe, the agenda with the open border here, the sleeper cells, is a Trojan horse, which will be the final climactic battle. I think that, and we're all charged as Christians with fighting tyranny. So we have to make a choice.
Everybody I talk to says it's pretty empowering to be off the grid, but then they also go into an office and are on the grid, but they separate it. Be of the world, I mean, be in the world, but not of it. You know, we're in Babylon, but we're not being part of Babylon or trying not to. Is it empowering to be off the grid and then to also be able to separately fight the tyranny?
It's kind of a long story for us, but a real simple concept. We lived in L.A., worked in the film business for over 20 years, and L.A. is hectic, to say the least. And when we came back here, I'm from East Texas, and we came back about 6 or 7 years ago, I wanted to not see any neighbors, no lights, no wires, no nothing. And, of course, I was aware of the whole smart meter thing. And so we went off the grid totally. We're not plugged in at all. We have wood stoves for heat, windmill for water. I had written a Civil War film, and I was really into it. In fact, the first year, we used kerosene light because it was historically fun, but then we evolved into...
Was it empowering?
It was wonderful.
Yeah, you're a pretty empowered guy. Back in 70 seconds. Taking award-winning films, living off the grid. I love that fusion, folks. And we're in the world, but not of it, folks. I'm telling you. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Radio Network.